Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live? Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
Amazing day for me. So, and I was having some technical issues, but I'm glad I was able to get through those. And
yeah.
We're going to move forward. Is there any particular area you want me to cover first before I go into this evening?
Do your thing, Renee, like you always do. And I'll cut in unless we got a phone call, and I'll also cut in when I got a question.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and I'm honored that you have me on the show, and I think this is, the fifth time that I've been on this show, and again, I thank you, and I thank the listeners. The first part of the show, I really want to focus on the Manifest workshop that is coming up, and the reason is because I am constantly doing my intuitive consults. I have complaints from people every day, and just in general, about the way their life is and the way things are going with their life. You know, they're just not happy. And that lack of happiness can range from relationships to finances to career to family problems with children, just an array of issues that are coming up. And it really put me in a thought mode of what's really going on in today's world. And a lot of people have relinquished responsibility for their lives. They're thinking they're going to find it in the next best politician. They're thinking they're going to find it, you know, in the church. They're thinking they're going to find it everywhere else on the outside of them other than where it really lies, and that's on the inside. And so with the Manifest workshop, I decided to put this together because I really want to teach people the ancient art, which is using natural laws in manifesting. What does that mean? That means being conscious of the thoughts that you are putting out here in the universe, because everything that shows up in our lives is a direct result of what we are thinking. The idea, everything starts at a level of thought or an idea, and the concept of having a thought is very, very important, because if you are thinking negative, if you are thinking in the negative, then you're going to get those kind of results that are showing up in your life. It can be as simple as, you know, getting up in the morning and stubbing your toe and having a bad attitude about it, and the next thing you know, you're taking a shower, and God forbid, you're walking out and you trip and fall, or you put on, you know, for the ladies, put on your stockings and you get a run in it, and it carries over to going to work, and someone says the wrong thing to you, and you got a bad attitude about that, and so now your whole day has been ruined because of the initial thought you had when you awoke the very morning. So my goal is helping people to harness the power of thought. If you can focus on your thought, be conscious of what you're thinking, and change the thought. Well, how do we get there? How do we know, you know, how to change these thoughts? Well, we have emotions, feelings. And when you're feeling badly about something, if you're feeling fear, if you're feeling anxiety, if you're feeling jealousy, if you're feeling envious, if you're feeling hatred, whatever you're feeling, it is always going to be an indicator of what you are thinking, what you are focusing on. And once you can determine that, then you can change the thought. Is it going to require effort? Absolutely. Is it going to be easy? Not at first, because like anything, you have to exercise the muscle of the brain, just like you have to exercise your physical body if you want to stay strong and if you want to be able to grow and progress and have a great, healthy life. It's the same way with the thought process, and it's something that we can learn to do. We program ourselves. Initially, it started, and I'm going to be teaching this in the workshop, with what I call neural patterns, and neural patterns are just thought formations that have been created by our parents, our family members, society, our environment, peers, so on and so forth. And it gets trapped, you know, in our psyche, it gets trapped emotionally. And whenever anything that is similar or anything that reminds us of it subconsciously, we repeat these actions over. It's kind of like being trapped in a groundhog day when you get up every day and every single day, Taz, is the same day. Every single day, you know, you're living the same routine. So many people are bored of their lifestyle. They don't always talk about it, and they seek other ways of getting away from the boredom or getting out of the routine. So they turn to drugs, or they turn to alcohol, or they turn to, I don't know, gossip, they turn to sex, they turn to, and not that sex is a bad thing, by the way.
Because I was getting ready to say something, but I'll let you go on. I digress before I say something.
No, it's not a bad thing, but how we use it. It's actually, sex is one of the major positives out of the seven that I teach in the workshop. So sex is definitely good. It's one of the most powerful energies that we actually have within our beings. We just have to know how to use that energy. And so when we turn to external forces instead of focusing on the inside of us, what it is that we truly want, and be willing to put the time into getting those things through thought, understanding thought, focusing on the right thought. And there are many other steps that go with this, which I teach in the workshop, but I'm kind of just giving you a snippet of what, you know, the Manifest Workshop is all about. And if we can just get people to understand the power that they're walking around with absolutely every single day, their mind, it's a very great thing.
Let me get this right now. You said, if we can just positively think positive thoughts, we can have a good outlook, a good day. We're just by thinking them and being it and feeling it and actually speaking things into existence, positive things, we can have a positive day and positive outcomes to every day in our life. Is that exactly the gist of what you were saying?
That is the gist, but I want to give a quote that, you know, was given to me, spiritually given to me, and it goes like this. Convicted faith. Convicted faith integrated with fervent effort can yield favorable results. And what that means, yes, it does start at the level of thought. It does start at a concept, an idea. But there is a plan that we must have. There are other steps involved in this that must be fulfilled to make this happen. But here's the deal. If you have a choice, and I'm putting this out there, and anyone that wants to write in or wants to answer to you about it, that's fine. If you have a choice between operating every day like most people do anyways on default thinking, which means everything in their life pretty much that they, you know, don't want is showing up. Or if you had the ability and you were taught exactly step by step what you need to do to manifest what you want in your life, your desires to be manifested, which one would you choose? I'm asking you, Taz.
I agree. I'd rather manifest and do the and try to increase the positive thought in my life so I can be positive on the outcome.
Absolutely. So when we talk about, let's say, give an example, relationship. And when, you know, you are dealing with someone else's energy, it's a little bit different. However, you know, Mahatma Gandhi said it best, you know, we must become the change we wish to see. In other words, if each of us accept the responsibility and accountability for how we think and what we say, and what we do, which, by the way, Gandhi also says, is, you know, happiness because it brings harmony. When you're in harmony with what you think and what you say and what you do, that's happiness. And if each of us accepted that responsibility to happiness and accountability to walk in harmony every day, it changes everything around us. It changes the dynamics around us. So when I'm feeling great, you know, my day goes through with me running into people who are also feeling great. Or if someone is not feeling so great and I look at them, you know, it could be as simple as today, you know, going to the store and I noticed that the young lady had her name tag on. And I said, Ivian, I said, are we missing a V here? And she laughed. She says, yes, ma'am, we are. And I said, well, that's a beautiful name. And she just lit up and smiled because I wonder how many people came through her aisle and treated her just like a checkout person. Didn't say hi, didn't care about, you know, who she was as a person, just concerned about her checking out their order, bagging it, and letting them go on their way. It only takes a few seconds a day, you know, to really be great. And your greatness comes through helping someone else feel good about themselves. In fact,
tomorrow, Nay, I'm going to be walking around thinking about that $8 million I need. And I'm going to be positive all day for these $8 million I need to happen in my life. So you gave me motivation to think about it.
You're laughing about it, but that's really interesting because I was working on a particular desire. And, you know, the goal is to get a definite desire. And so I had a definite desire, and it was monetary. And then you put a plan to it. You must have a plan of action. Now, let me give you an example. There was this doctor that I was reading about, and his name escapes me right now, but the point is that he had gone through school, and while he was in school, he recognized that there was a lot of issues in the school system that he wanted to change. And in order to do that, he wanted to become president and start his own school, his educational center, but he needed $1 million to do that. And so he got stuck on thinking that he couldn't get this money. You know, that was where his energy was going, on the fact that he needed $1 million, but he was thinking, well, that's impossible. How am I going to get this $1 million? I don't have this $1 million. So for the next 3 or 4 years, you know, it was eating him up. But what happened is that his desire to help the school system become a better institution for learning, he said, you know what? In the next 4 days, I am going to have this $1 million. And he was a minister, by the way. And he decided that he was going to put his plan together. His plan was that he was going to give this sermon, and in the sermon he was going to talk about all the awesome things that he felt would really help the school system, and if he had $1 million, he would be able to make these things happen. Now, part of the manifesting goal was also that someone would be drawn. He would attract the right energy at that moment in time that he was giving this sermon, you know, that would be there. And so the day came that he was to give this sermon, and he left out of his house. He was all excited, and as he took the pulpit, he got up in the pulpit to give his sermon, he realized he didn't have his notes, and he began to panic. But he had an audience sitting out there waiting for him to give this sermon. And so he did what came natural to him because he had such a burning desire, you know, such a passion to make a difference. He spoke out of his heart. And he talked about all of the incongruencies and inconsistencies within the school system and how if he was, you know, had his own school and he could have students there that would get a quality education, and he just went on and on and on. And when he was done with it, you know, the people were so moved by it. But this one man came up to him, and he says, you know, doctor and, you know, whatever his name is, he says, I believe everything you just said. I believe that if you had $1 million, you would do exactly what you said. And he said, I want you to come into my office tomorrow, and I'm going to write you a check out for $1 million. So I don't want it to make it seem like it's so simple, but I want you to understand that it is very possible. And there are things that need to be done. I'm sure he put a lot of time and effort into this. As I told you, he manifested, meditated on this for 3 or 4 years. But what prolonged it for him is that he was stuck on the fact that he didn't think he can get $1 million. So I don't want people to just fixate their mind just solely on money, because it can come to you, but there are consequences with that. In other words, what are you willing to do to manifest this, to make this happen? What plan are you going to put in place? What effort and energy and time are you going to put into this if it's required? I'll give you another very simple manifestation. The other day I was driving home with a good friend of mine, and I was thinking about asking him to stop at the gas station and pick me up a pack of kernels, something so simple. But I was thinking, on the other hand, well, I really don't need those kernels because they have salt on them, and I really don't need salt in my system. But then the other part of me really, really wanted it, you know? So I decided not to say anything about it, but in my mind I was still craving for those kernels. Well, later that day he came over, and he walks over to my office, you know, and to my desk, and he says, here, these are for you. I looked. It was a bag of kernels, and I smiled. I said, how did you know I wanted this? He says, I don't know. Just on my way leaving work, I just thought about you and thought that you would want, you know, thought you would want some kernels. That amazed me, and this is the kind of manifestation I do every day. So imagine when you have focus energy on a different level for something that really matters to you, like this $1 million did to this doctor who wanted to start a school.
Right.
I don't want to give the concept that, you know, people sit around and say, I wish for $1 million and it's going to happen. What I am saying to you is that it is not impossible to create $1 million, you know, but there are steps, there are requirements that take place for you to have it. Someone can say they want a polka-dotted elephant. Well, I don't think it's just going to appear in their living room. I don't know. They may have to go to the zoo and then convince them that they want this elephant and paint it polka-dotted and go and buy a lot of land to house it on. I don't know. What I am saying to you is that effort, time, and energy will always be a part of the creating process. So I don't want to paint the picture that it's just that simple. What I do want to give is that it is possible.
Correct. I got you, so, but I am still going to be walking around with $8 million in my head. I'm thinking positive. You're going to deter me.
People who win the lottery, Tad, so I'm not, you know, disagreeing with that. I'm just saying it's important, and that's why I'm having the workshop, because there are steps involved, and my goal is to teach people how to do this in a very healthy manner. I don't want to disillusion anyone. I don't want anyone to be,
right.
under the impression that that's all they have to do, because that's a lazy spirit. And I certainly don't advocate being lazy, not even in thought, because what are you going to do once you get it? You're going to be lazy with it. And the whole goal is to give back to the universe, is to create something and to share it with others.
Yes. I agree with
really
you.
Yes. It really can happen. So, you know, the whole big thing about that workshop is going to be coming up on Saturdays, two consecutive Saturdays, on October the 20th and the 27th. And I'm just so excited about it. We're going to have exercises that we'll be doing to get the point across. We'll be talking about emotions. We'll be talking about the seven major positives and negatives, how they affect us. We're also going to be focusing on the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, and I'm just taking it step by step, the power of faith, you know, just breaking it down so people can really understand. And here's the deal. If anybody truly wants to make a difference in their life, if they're truly tired of getting the same thing, insanity, I am helping them to stop the madness, get out of the groundhog day, and have every day as a new day. Live in the moment, not in the past, not in the future, but in the moment, in the now.
And that's very positive. That's something everyone should take advantage of. And I live that way every day, too, because I wouldn't have seen a lot of blessings come my way had I not been living that way.
Well, you know, I've heard many people say this, and I'm guilty of it as well. You know you're right there on the tip of something big happening for you. And then all of a sudden, it gets away from you. You know, kind of like a strainer. It just flows right through, you know?
Yeah.
And there is a reason for that, and I'm going to discuss that in the workshop, a huge reason for that. So my point is, I used to think I was very, very, very positive. This was in 2005 when I came to the realization that I was very negative. Now, my heart was good. I have a good heart. However, when I stopped and started examining my mindset, the words that were coming out of my mouth were all in the negative. Like don't, wouldn't, couldn't, can't, it isn't. You know, I would say something positive, I think something positive, or at least I thought I was thinking positive, but it was negative. A prime example, someone with debt, and they'll go around and say, I have debt. I wish I didn't have this debt. You know, I really wish I didn't have this debt. I wish I didn't have these bills. Now, what they really are saying is, and what they really want, I wish I had the money to pay my debt out, you know? I wish I could pay off all of my expenses. Energy, wherever thought goes, energy flows. And what we resist continues, you know? It persists. So if you are meaning that you don't want to have debt, but you're focused on debt, then that's what you're going to get. So people who can't seem to get out of debt, you know, and I know a lot of people make extremely good money, $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 or more a year, and they owe almost double that. And they're not understanding why. It's like the more money they make, the more debt they get. Now, there are other aspects to that, you know what I mean? But the whole point is that what we focus on is what we're bringing into our lives. And if we can become conscious of our thoughts and how they really affect us, you know, you can have a simple conversation, say, with your wife. And if you are thinking, for example, I'm really upset with her and I'm angry about this, but I'm going to pretend I'm going to be nice and calm about this, it's going to show. It comes out in your words, in your intonation. You may go reach for something and slam it down without realizing your strength because you're really angry on the inside. So So it affects every, it affects every aspect of our lives. It really truly does. Thoughts are powerful. Thoughts become things.
And you're right about this. You're right about that. I couldn't, for me, I couldn't hold it in. If I was upset about something, it's going to come out. And I would, more than normal, I would just go on and just say it to get it off my mind, get it off my chest, lay it on the table, so to speak, so I can feel better about myself after I get through talking about it. So, I understand it.
That's the key, feeling better, feeling better. And that's a good emotion. And when you are feeling better or you're in a state of happiness, I like to call good as happiness, then that's a good place to be. That's the best place to be. So do we have any questions? Taz, listeners want to ask any questions or make any comments?
No one is. The question I got is it's hard to stay happy all the time. And I guess a part of life is not to be happy all the time, because you go through struggles, you go through ups and downs, you go through sadness. What do you do, or how do you confront that?
Well, first of all, it is not hard to be happy all the time, because happiness is not an hour. It's not like a happy hour. It's a state of mind. And I will go back again to what Mahatma Gandhi said. He says, happiness is when you think, when what you think, what you say, and what you do are in harmony. It doesn't mean we're not going to have challenges. It is the acceptance that challenges come with life. It's a part of life. And when you can accept that challenges are a part of life, that's happiness within itself, because you're not fighting against something that's inevitable. The unhappiness comes in, people not wanting to go through challenges. And let me tell you, challenges are designed to help you grow. If you do not grow, it's called growth death, then you remain in that Groundhog Day I was talking about earlier. You remain in that boring routine life that so many of us live every day. I promise you, people get up, most of them, they go to work, they're grumbling on the way to work, they walk, catatonically through work or melancholy or unemotional through work all day. They do just enough to get by. They drive home complaining about the traffic. They're in a grumpy mood when they get home, especially if they're underpaid and if they have a lot of bills and they have the family to be responsible for. This is like the American story. And they always want someone to save them, like the election that's coming up. Everybody's so busy trying to figure out who they're going to vote for. The first vote should always be for yourself. What are you going to do personally to make it better as a whole? There are three levels of thought processing going on. One is your own. The second one is collectively. That's all of ours together. And the third is the dormant thoughts that others hold that we receive on a collective basis. So we're really not in a position not to take notice and conscious control of our own thoughts and be aware of what we're thinking and how we're affecting the world around us.
Say those three thoughts again. Can you say those three thoughts again?
Yes. The three thought process. First of all, our own thoughts, our individual thoughts, our collective thoughts, that's yours, mine, the listeners, everyone around us. And then the dormant thoughts that we have. In other words, the newer pattern I was talking about earlier, the newer patterns, thoughts that are just dormant that we have been holding since probably childhood. And we pick up on that. For example, if you ever had a thought and you said, wow, where did that thought come from? Why did I think like that? That's not me. I wouldn't think like that. Where did that come from? Well, chances are it's not your thought. It's a thought that was transmitted to you that you received. So that's another reason why it's crucially important to be conscious and to become aware of your thoughts. I can tell you the easiest or simplest way to begin to become conscious of your thoughts is through breath, breathing. Focus on your breathing. When you breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and exhale. You can't help but to be in the moment, to be in the now. And it keeps you focused. It keeps you aware. So to your point, Taz, I understand how it would seem to make sense to say, well, we have challenges and we go through trials and tribulations, and how can we be happy? Happiness is knowing that it's a part of human life to experience those challenges. And here's the deal. Remember, everything starts at the level of thought. So you can almost create your challenges. I was sharing with you a month ago, and I went into something else. One of the definite desires was around monetary resources, and it was amazing to me because I created two major transactions. So I know that it works. I know many of my mentors and people that I truly respect that are living this life. And it's amazing because they're living it, you know. But so many of us can also. People hold themselves back through their thoughts. Maybe because they don't feel they deserve something. Maybe because they're afraid of success. Maybe because they're afraid of failing, so they don't try at all. Fear. Whatever the reasons are.
And maybe they were brought up. Maybe they were brought up in that atmosphere of doubt all along. You know, from when you were little, and people that was more were less unfortunate than others, living in a messed up situation and growing in a messed up situation, maybe their thoughts almost the same as their relatives who brought them up. It was almost like they just implanted with that same thought process of failure.
Well, absolutely. And remember when I was talking earlier and I mentioned newer patterns and I was explaining what newer patterns are. And that's exactly what I was saying. You know, they're programs that have been imposed upon us from childhood through, you know, growing up, our environment, society, you know, the media. And
right.
Some things you're just going to get away from, you know. Darren Hardy, who is the publisher of Success Magazine, says it very well. You know, we can't get away from everything. I go online, and I'm trying to get on Yahoo, and they have some distressed news, you know, that they're advertising. Just that quick, the subconscious mind has already taken a snapshot of that information. What I choose to do with that information now becomes my responsibility. The first thing I do is quickly get off that page. I do not have TV, you know. I mean, I don't watch TV. I have Netflix. Why? Because I can choose what I want to imprint my mind with. See, people sit around and they have to think about what they're feeding their mind. And if you're feeding your mind doubt and fear and anxiety and, you know, coveting what other people have, which is jealousy and envy, you know, if you are finding yourself to be in a prejudicial mindset where you are judging other people or don't like people for this or that, you have to, you know, at some point you must accept responsibility and accountability to change that. To receive happiness. And I find happiness in all life. I really truly do. So I grew up in a dysfunctional family myself, personally. And I understand what it's like, you know, when you are in a household when people are just not in harmony. I remember when I was a child, you know, and say my siblings, you know, got into a disturbance or something, I clearly remember, you know, wanting to bring peace, wanting to help, as small as I was. This is something that's been a part of me, inside of me. But here's the deal. I could have easily chosen to make those choices and become that type of person because of my upbringing. I chose not to be. So I can't allow and hope that no one else will allow for themselves to accept that as an excuse. At the age of 6, I had my defining moment. And I knew the kind of being I wanted to be. I knew the kind of character I was going to possess. That's the power of the mind. That's the power of thought to choose. Yes, you can be imprinted. This is true. But when you become aware, like receiving this information tonight, anyone who's listening is now made aware to walk away and go back to their humdrum life or live in a groundhog day. That's a choice. They had a thought, and the thought is something like this. Well, I don't know if that can work for me, and I'm not so sure I believe any of that, or I just feel like, you know, this is the way my life is. It is that way if you choose it to be, if you accept it that way. I'll tell you what I refuse to accept, that some people are just happy because they are lucky, or some people are just well off and wealthy because they were blessed, or some people, you know, live a life of luxury. And when I say luxury, I'm talking about things of substance as well, where they have peace and harmony and joy and happiness and everything around them. Seem like they have great friends and, you know, they just get to live this life. That life can be afforded to any one of us. Now, that's the secret. If we are so polluted, mentally polluted, and put on a diversion with this pollution of focusing on things that are not going to help us, that really doesn't matter, we can't focus on ourselves. Society is designed, those that are in control, to keep us focused on external issues and things that are happening around us so we don't have the time to reach on the inside of us. The source is inside of us. Everything that you desire comes from the inside, not on the outside. In fact, everything that shows up on the outside comes from an idea, and an idea is energy. I guess we can call it spiritual. So it really comes down to us understanding that in order to change our lifestyle, everything that's happening on the outside of us, we must start on the inside, and it starts right in our heads. It starts in our heads. For those who go to church or in church, you know, Jesus said it great. You know, he made it very clear that we would do these things greater than he did them. To me, that's a profound blessing that someone has passed on to me that's still being talked about 2,000 years later for what was considered then miracles. Jesus just understood the power of manifestation. And that was his purpose, to come here and show us how to do this. We're not getting it because we're so wanting others to do it for us. So I'm really, really excited about this. And it's already, you know, spreading in a very good way, where people are calling in and are asking about the workshop and are signing up for the workshop. There are people who really want to change their lives, and they're willing to invest in themselves. It's kind of like in 96 when I was pre-diagnosed with cervical cancer, and my doctor called me up, and he says, well, you know, we're going to have surgery. Really? I said, no, I need 3 weeks to do my research. I went and I found an Asian elder who educated me about my reproductive organ, recommended certain herbs. I took them for 5 weeks religiously, went back to my doctor, had a second pap smear. He called me up and he says, Anae, I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, continue doing it because your white blood cell count has tremendously decreased. I have not been plagued since. And I thank God for that. Now, did it just happen? No, it didn't just happen. Remember what I said, effort, time, and energy. I had to educate myself. I went and sought the assistance of someone who knew about these matters, who can help me to help myself. I took action. I changed the way I thought about my health and about food. I started feeding my body nourishment that it needed. I started changing my mindset. And I incorporated laugh therapy, which is awesome, by the way. So it's not just a matter of saying, well, you know, we have challenges every day, so how can we be happy? You can be happy. It's a mindset. You have to make up your mind that you're going to be happy because what you say and what you do and what you think are all going to be in harmony, and that keeps you in peace. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Well, I understand it because a lot of stuff you're saying, I live like that anyway. I mean, as you said, there's going to be challenges, pitfalls, but you got to learn how to deal with them and push on so you can get the positive outcome in the end. So,
absolutely.
I'm not rich, but I live like I am.
And there you go. And I know that because I came to your party, and you and Darlene, you know, everybody's just having an awesome time. You were in your element. You were, you know, I guess you had a couple of your artists there. Everybody was happy. I mean, it was an awesome, awesome party. And what was I doing? I was doing what I love to do. You had given me a little section of your one of the rooms in your home to provide intuitive consultation. So I was there working, helping people to help themselves. That's happiness.
Correct.
That's happiness. You're doing what you're doing. Darlene was doing what she was doing, and I was over there doing what I was doing. And everybody's happy. That's beautiful. So this event, again, is going to be October the 20th and 27th. Those are two Saturdays, consecutive Saturdays. Starts at 10 a.m. It will end at 5 p.m. Pre-registration. With the pre-registration, they will receive a $50 discount. It includes an intense 6-hour step-by-step ready-to-apply techniques, a learning packet that they can also take home with them and apply the techniques, and an individualized intuitive consult. Also, they're going to receive integrated meditations for balance, cleansing, vibrancy, and focus. And a manifesting meditation CD will be available to take home and practice on a daily basis. So we're really excited. This is not for everyone. This is for those who want to take the path shared only by those ready to harness the power of results. The power of results, I'm a woman of substance, peace, harmony, health, wealth, and happiness. And if you want those things, then you must be willing to change. It's that simple. The address is that it's at the Corporate Office Center. This is in the perimeter area, 1 Glen Lake Parkway, Suite 700, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328. And they can call for information as well. That number is 800-979-3496. That's 800-979-3496. That's the Manifest Workshop. And when you call that, by the way, you want to hit option number 3.
Yeah.
Any other questions? Now, this segment, I like to open it up, and if they have any questions, intuitively speaking, any concerns, whether it's relationships, finances, their health, especially their health, anything, career, job, anything that they want to have a question asked about, you know, I'd love to be able to assist them. And this is definitely an opportunity because people look forward to when they don't have to come in and to see me at a charge, at a fee. So this is an opportunity that I'm giving your listeners to help as much as I can.
Well, now I'm glad you came through to talk about this. And it's a good thing because you're helping people that have been through probably some rough times to think better, to have a better attitude towards things, especially when rough times come into their life. And that's a good thing, as well as having good thoughts. That's a good thing overall, that you're helping people to actually have a positive output, positive attitude, just positive all the way around, so they can further gain happiness through the pitfalls that become them.
Well, that's absolutely correct. I remember I was working with one client. She had, I've been working with her since, 2003, maybe 2002. And she was doing I was doing a one-on-one workshop with her. It was 12 weeks long. And she really wasn't progressing the way that she really should have been progressing. And it was my concern because she really invested well in this one-on-one time for her to grow and to receive information and do different exercises that was going to help her to grow. And it had gotten to the point where I actually called her up. I said, listen, I said, you know, you have $700 left on the book. I want you to come and get it. Now, technically, I don't have to give this back to you because you breached this agreement because you're not doing what you need to do. But I take what I do very serious, and if you're not going to allow yourself to become a better being through this workshop, I can't help you. This money means nothing to me if you're not going to get the results that I know you can have. And she began to cry and just telling me that there was no one else she felt could help her and please help her. And I had to, of course, chasten her. I said, listen, I'm not coming to your pity party. You're going to stop crying, and you're going to make a commitment to do your part. I'm only here to guide you, to submit to you the pros and cons and help you make the best choice. You got to do the work. And let me tell you, she came back in, and it was amazing. This was a woman who couldn't smile. Part of her therapy is that I actually took her to the mall one time, and I had her to have a makeover. And it was so funny because she was intimidating the makeup artist. The makeup artist was afraid to touch her face because she looked like she was just going to grab him and eat him up. She was just so angry. So I whispered in her ear, and I said, listen, you are intimidating the makeup artist. You have to smile. And she's like, I don't know how to smile. I don't know how to smile. I haven't smiled in so many years, you know. And when it all came down to it, you know what it was, Taz? It was exactly what you just said. She had, I believe she grew up in, the Los Angeles area. She said it was a very good area. She had a really rough life. She had been abused by her husband and other men in the family. Just had a very difficult life. And to see this woman finally, you know, a breakthrough where she begins to cry sincerely and she begins to tell me, these are the things that are going on with me, and I just feel so ashamed, like I can never get where I want out of life. I can never be any better than I can be. And she even apologized. I know I've been giving you a hard time, but I know you can help me. I said, I can help you to help yourself, and you're doing that. Today, this woman smiles. Today, she is a happier being than I've ever seen her. And that's what gives me joy. Taking someone like that who believes that they don't deserve better, who believes that they can't have better, and help them to see that they were created for greatness. They were created to have a good life. They were created, you know, to have prosperity. Money, that includes money. It's okay. But they have to be willing to want to help themselves to understand that and get to the root cause of why they think that way anyway. I mean, we know, you know, the basics like society and our upbringing, peers, coworkers, family, things of that nature. But when we can identify something, we can isolate it. We can determine if it's a detriment to us. And once we determine it's no longer a detriment because it's in the past, then we can forgive those. We can forgive a person indirect. And we can forgive ourselves. And we can move on. And it's time we start learning how to forgive ourselves and forgive those that we believe have offended us so we can move on. That's what all manifesting is all about, just giving yourself permission to live better, permission to be happy, permission to be healthy, permission to be wealthy. And wealth is not just about money. Wealth is in the mind, in the spirit, in your health. Any other comments, Taz?
No, because I agree with everything you said.
Are you crying, Taz? You sound like you're sniffing. Are you crying over there?
No, I do. I am coming down with a cold, I guess. My sinuses is bothering me. But, yeah, I agree with everything you said because I was thinking when I first met you, I guess there are some people that can read others. You know what I'm saying? You can tell that this person is cool. This person is going through something. This person will be a lot of drama. You can tell by just, for me, I can tell. Let's put it that way. I don't know everybody else, but for me, I can tell. And I'm by knowing you, I know you can tell too. And it's amazing to me where you can find somebody that's happy in their life. Happy, satisfied. I mean, you know, you don't have to be rich, poor, or otherwise. But being rich is really being happy and being content with your life at that point in time. And that's what's rich about it. And I guess you can also call having good friends, good family, as being
yes.
rich also. So,
yes.
I mean, it's the same thing, and that's why I said when I first met you, I knew you were, you know, just right off the bat, you were sort of like me, you know what I mean? So, someone I know that if they say something, I can take what they say for the gospel, for truth, you know what I'm saying? And somebody that was happy in their life at the time I did meet you. You might have had some more goals that you needed to meet because you were a very driven and still is very driven person that's on the go trying to make things happen. And that's why I'm glad I've had you on the show 5 times to do the different things that you do.
Well, thank you, Taz. And, you know, when I met you, you know, I mean, you're a big guy. You know, I told you that. I was kidding about your muscles. I knew you worked out, and that's actually what drew my attention because, you know, I'm really into health and fitness and health and wellness. And you had that smile. You were very open. And most people, when they're working, they're disgruntled. They're angry. And you didn't have that attitude about you, you know? So that was a plus. I'd love to meet people like that. But let's say even if you did have that attitude, you know, I'm still going to speak to you. I'm still going to, you know, do my best to say something that hopefully can inspire you and make your day a better day. And I believe that's what this is all about. And you're right. Being rich, you know, it's not just about money, you know. I, again, I'm a being of substance. You know, I would choose my peace and harmony and joy, happiness, you know, over anything. Over anything. It is a state of mind. Being rich in the mind, being rich in the spirit, being wealthy. And it's not to say there's anything wrong with having nice things. You know, I'm not a materialistic woman, but I like nice things. You know that. And it's okay to have those things. I just believe that things that are of substance, things that you cannot buy, you can't put a dollar amount on, you know, those things are sacred to me. And I just want to see other people with the very simple things in life. And I believe we're entitled just through birthright to be happy. You know, what's the point of being on earth and you can't be happy? What's the point of having experiences if you can't be happy?
make sure you get that information again. We have 5 more minutes left. Give the information again about the workshop.
It's the Manifest Workshop. The phone number is 800-979-3496. That's 800-979-3496. It's going to be held Saturday, October 20th, and Saturday, October 27th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. They can pre-register. It is a $50 discount. And as I said, they're going to receive an intuitive consult along with a step-by-step learning packet, meditation for balance, and the meditation, manifesting meditation CD will be available as well. So, I mean, we're just going to be excited and so many things. And here's the thing about the workshop too, Tad. It's going to be so much fun because I have these exercises and workshops that, you know, I'm sorry, exercises and techniques that I'm going to be teaching, you know, things that people take so for granted. And it just tickles me. I can't wait to share this with others so they can see on a daily basis they're doing these very things that I'm going to be teaching and talking about and not even realizing it, not even conscious of it. But once they come into awareness, once they become conscious, it's going to just click. And I'm telling you, I am expecting results. I'm excited for those who are going to attend. I'm expecting their life to change for the positive. And that's a good feeling. That's a great feeling. So thank you again for the opportunity to share on the show. And, you know, I look forward to coming back on in the future. Just let me know whenever you want to have me back. And we're excited. And I hope that you will be able to, if you'll schedule, because I know you're busy and you've been doing some traveling, working with artists and all, but I really hope that your schedule allows you to attend. And if not, don't worry about it, because this is something that's ongoing. I've already been asked to come to Chicago, to come to New York, to go over in Europe and even different parts of Africa, you know, so I'm excited about all of this, Arizona and Florida as well. So there will be a lot.
Thank you again, Renee, for coming through, blessing us with positivity, and also, also it's always a joy to have you on as well.
Thank you, Taz. I appreciate it. And to the listening audience, I know sometimes people get a little apprehensive about asking questions and thinking everyone's going to hear you, but please keep in mind, the question you may want to ask is a question that maybe someone else wants to ask and they're afraid to ask too, so nobody gets the answer. Again, you can call 800-979-3496, and if I can be of help to you or assistance to you, or if you want to sign up or pre-register for the workshop, please give us a call. We're here to help. Thank you so much, Pat.
You're welcome, Renee, and take care, and thank you again.
You are welcome, dear. Goodbye.
We got 2 minutes left. I'm going to play a song by Kenita Rogers, who's been on the show before. She's Mark Lacey's producer, one of his producers, and Kenita got her own album and does her own thing. Got to have this lady back in again. And thanks, Anae Satori, for coming through and just uplifting people, trying to get people to think in the right way and do the right thing. Again, this is Kenita Rogers. Take me away. Till next time, I'll be on the house party next week. So maybe I might play a couple of house party jams that we've done because it's that time of year once again. This is Kenita Rogers with the song Take Me Away.